Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back from the break here, it's 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. This is Fesco and See the Trio back together. And myself, producer Mac Morey, here with you until 10 o'clock. We got a loaded show today coming up. Ben Maller, 7:15. Nate Taylor, 8:25. We'll have him on. And of course, your best bets of the weekend, Alex Gold, Goldilocks, all at 9:20. But right now, we got backup talk, baby.
Backup talk.
Backup talk. It's the second strings.
Hey, people will watch. 22.2 million watch Monday Night Football during a holiday break on ABC. 40-34, Detroit beats San Francisco. 22.2 million people.
That's crazy.
We're watching that thing. So it'll be interesting to see how many tuned into the college football playoff. Get those TV numbers kind of coming in and seeing what they do. I don't think it's going to be anything close to a random NFL game, though, man. It's crazy. Crazy how the NFL just continues to churn and burn, man.
According to the text line, the Tom Brady Buccaneers in 2020 were the last team to go on the road.
That's right, they did.
That's not true. They played the Super Bowl at home.
That's right, they did. But
They played the Super Bowl at home.
Yeah, but they went on the road for the three playoff games to get to that neutral site Super Bowl in front of cardboard cutouts and Josh.
Yeah.
And who was the guy who did the halftime show?
The Weeknd.
That was weird.
Did not like that.
That gave me motion sickness. Like, I needed like Dramamine after that happened. And I was like, I don't know where he's at, but then he like ended up on the street.
That was bad. That was a bad half.
I closed my eyes. Right? I swore it was Michael Jackson.
Oh God, that was
listening
weird.
To it. They sound similar, at least sometimes.
I didn't know whether it was actually bad at the time or whether I was just in a really pissed off mood. But then when everyone else was like, oh yeah, it sucked, I was like, okay, it wasn't just my negativity clouding it. I was like, okay, it actually was bad.
I wasn't really pissed. I knew the game was over at halftime.
Oh yeah, that game was done.
I looked at my buddies and I was at the house. I was like, you guys ready to just go upstairs and drink? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, you don't need to watch this. And we would sit at the island, just kind of sitting there. I'm like, yeah, well, here we go. Like,
right. Yeah.
I'm like, sorry.
Is it the last time you've been depressed as a Chiefs fan?
Seriously, yeah.
The 2021 Super Bowl during COVID.
Like, the Bengals game.
The Bengals AFC Championship
like,
game.
The reason that game made me depressed is because Mahomes was like in the first half on a level that we had not seen for a while.
Right.
Where it was just like, when I have the football in my hand, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. And then the second half, it's like the Monstars came and took all of his energy. And you're like, what happened in that 15 minutes? But then you go back and look and like Tyreek was pissed that they didn't score. So I'm sure he went and gloated in the locker room. Tyrann Mathieu was pissed in the locker room because the defense wasn't playing the way that they should have, or at least they thought they should have. And then you had people clashing. And then all of a sudden the second half comes out there and it's like, this team is flat.
Yeah.
And that's the last time we've seen that.
That's really the last time we've seen them a flat
Christmas performance.
Christmas Day
2 years ago.
For the Raiders
game.
That game,
I was like, what in the hell was... Because they did those back-to-back turnovers where they fumbled a snap and they threw a pick. And I'm like, what is this? Yeah. That was like, I don't know what that was.
Think about it, though. I mean, those are the two instances we have in the last 4 years or whatever it is. Like, oh my God, we lost a Christmas Day game to the Raiders.
How did it turn out for
us? We can't find a quarterback in our team. You know, like, I mean, like the stuff that, like, we get upset about, like, it's first class problems, right? You know, and you sit there, oh, I remember that Raider game on Christmas Day. That really stunk, or that second half of the fourth AFC Championship game we played in a row at Arrowhead Stadium.
It's almost
that
like
one really hurt.
It's almost like they have champagne problems. Okay. Anyways, writer and creator of that song is now in a booth that watches the exact same team that we're talking about. So Sunday, right? 3:25 in Denver. Mm-hmm. Over under, by the way, in this game is 40.
40, huh?
And they have Denver winning by 10.5.
How many of the Chiefs that aren't playing are even going to make the trip with the snow coming as well, just to make sure that they're back to get ready for the
Nah, dude, they got 2 weeks off after that game. They'll be fine.
We're not going to bring anybody to this thing. It's a snow mess and whatnot and getting back.
But is there a storyline that you're interested to see?
Not really.
So you won't watch the game at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll watch the game, but is there a storyline I'm interested in? No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Carson Wentz.
Nope, not at all. What do I care about him
then
for?
Then why would you watch the game?
Just because it's on. You know, honestly, it's on and whatnot. And it's the NFL, and it's the last weekend of the season. There's a lot online for the Denver Broncos, but it's playoff time, man. I'm ready for the postseason, and it's time to get there. You know, I don't need another preseason game to kind of get me juiced or anything like that. I've never been a huge regular season fan with the arrival of Patrick Mahomes. I know what this is all about, and it's all about what's going to happen over the next, I don't know, month of the calendar, because this time next month on February 2nd, we'll know. I mean, I believe we'll be in New Orleans at the time, you know, doing that first show from New Orleans, basically a month from today. And so that's all that really matters in this game for me moving forward, is that it finishes and it gets over. And here we sit and get ready for the postseason. So, no, I'm not looking forward. I'm not going to sit here and bloviate and lie and say that I'm looking forward to something in a game, because this game is meaningless. This game really doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. There's not a lot of, you know, like last year we had Chris Jones with the incentive of getting that 10th sack and getting the $1 million. And, you know, you're kind of rooting for him to do all that kind of stuff. But no, for me, this is about just get me to the postseason and let's start the defense and run this thing back, because there's so much on the line over the next month for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, you do realize over the next month, the entire legacy of this franchise can be changed in a way that no other franchise, basically in professional sports, has ever seen their legacy change. This is going to be one of the most dramatic months that we have for this team in the history of this franchise, because if they go out and make it back to the Super Bowl and win that third straight Super Bowl, they're in a category that nobody else can touch. Nobody else can get after the Chiefs. Nobody can say they're no good. Nobody can say they're this. Nobody can say they're bad. This next month is going to change the entire legacy of this franchise, and they know that, and that's what they're getting ready for, and that's this postseason run. Two more wins, get back to that Super Bowl, and this is a legacy that nobody else in the NFL can even talk about.
Well, I mean, nobody's debating that. Like, it's just, this is one of those games that, like, you're fortunate enough to where, like, you get to have this sort of, like, sit back and relax game and watch other guys shine. Like, this is a game, and, like, the three things that I'm interested in this game, and I know that maybe this is just the nerd in me. Like, I don't know. DJ Humphries is coming back. I want to see how good he is as playing in his position, to see what his reps look like. Can he actually stay out there for an entire game going up against a very good defensive line? That's a good test for him, because then maybe you don't have to play Tooney at left tackle, even though some people say, I want him to be there. But, or maybe DJ Humphries is now like your right tackle or your left guard. I mean, Caliendo's been great. Mm-hmm. I look at this from a perspective of a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, right? Like, there's a reason why he comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, and he has a chance to make a little bit of money on this game. And that's why, like, when we talk to Alex Gold a little bit later on, it's like, do you believe the players know this? Because last year...
Oh, yes, they do.
Correct, right? Last year, Chris Jones was out there risking an injury in the playoffs for that money. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins gets one touchdown in this game. He gets $500,000.
They're going to get him that touchdown.
Bet your... So when Kramer comes over with the camera and puts it in your face and says, what's your best bet this weekend? DeAndre Hopkins touchdown, man. It's $500,000 on the line.
No, players know money. They definitely know money.
He also needs 6 receptions for a $250,000 bonus.
Wow, all right.
And then he needs 140 receiving yards, gets him another 250.
Yeah, 140 may be
that
tough.
That might be a stretch.
6 may be tough, too. That's a big number.
That's like a Jamar Chase type of reception number. Yeah. But if nobody else is out there, but I'm also interested to see if Hollywood Brown plays a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, on that report that I just read, like, if his name was on there, but you would think that, like, and again, they're not going to get anything, like, diabolically down, because it's not Mahomes throwing you the ball. It's Carson Wentz. But again, Kelsey, Pacheco, Jones, Karlaftis, and McDuffie are out.
All out.
Not playing. But that's...
You got to play somebody, right?
But I mean, so again, does the offensive line all still play at the same rate?
They need work.
Right? I mean, like, I don't see them, you know, I don't see any name like Joe Tooney, or I don't see Wanya Morris, or I don't see a, you know, whoever else. And then I think there's defensive players that could show their worth. Like, Felix Ndike Uzomah is going to have a chance to kind of show what he can do. So I know this game doesn't mean a whole lot, but I look at them trying to cover 10.5. I look to see what Carson Wentz can do. Like,
does Andy Reid utilize this game as a showcase for Carson Wentz?
Yes.
Because I think he said 2 weeks ago that Carson Wentz should be a starter in the NFL.
He's better than 6 quarterbacks currently in the NFL.
I mean, you look at, you know, I mean, half of the quarterbacks in this league right now, you said 6, I'll go half the quarterbacks in this league right now could probably have a run for their money with Carson Wentz in a battle in training camp for that starting job. So if Andy Reid really believes that Carson Wentz is a starter in this league, then I think this is where and why guys end up signing as quarterbacks as backups in Kansas City, because they get the opportunity to work with Andy Reid, and then they know the last game of the year, they're going to get an opportunity to play because the Chiefs are going to have this one seed locked up. So, no, this is a big game for Carson Wentz, because there are going to be teams this offseason, especially with the draft this week as it is from the quarterback position, where Carson Wentz can go out there and be, remember Matt Flynn when he went out there in a meaningless game and threw like six touchdown passes and signed a huge contract with Seattle to never play one snap for the Seattle Seahawks because Russell Wilson beat him out. Like, that's an opportunity for Carson Wentz, but I don't really care about Carson Wentz going to another team. But I think if you're another team, you're seeing what Carson Wentz can do, especially if you're at the top of the draft and you need a quarterback, where one really doesn't exist in college football this year. Quinn Ewers ought to come out, because that's where the quarterback level is right now in college football.
You know what his rumor is, don't you?
Notre Dame?
The shirt you're wearing.
Ohio State. No, I did not know that one. That's
a
good one.
There's a lot of rumors that he would go to Ohio State. There's a lot of NIL money.
$20 million
in Ohio State than you can make more in the NFL. So that's the thing. It's like, people are like, that's the thing that's different. I know we can get in this a little bit more. Yeah. You don't have to go to the draft anymore as a quarterback.
No, you don't.
You can go make $20 million at Ohio State, do what Will Howard did or is doing. Looks like Tom Brady got like again.
Will Howard may be making some money in the NFL based on the way that he's played in these two playoff
games.
That
man threw for 225 yards in the first quarter. First quarter.
Before he sat down, that thing was like, oh my God. Like, they have put up, 40 points in two games? You know, I mean, they've been just smoking these two teams.
Clemson
and
Oregon.
And
Tennessee, Oregon.
Tennessee and Oregon, man.
Tennessee, good defense.
Yeah. Oregon, yeah. The best team in the nation, allegedly. They were pasted last night by Will Howard in Ohio State.
Yeah, and Ohio State didn't get a bye because conferences or whatever. Yeah. Stupid.